Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's see if we can get some singers up here. Get some music going. Some praise to the Lord through our music.
Okay. Once I was treading in Cinder Valley, no hope within could I see. They searched through heaven and found a favor to save a poor lost soul like me. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, hallelujah. His heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were nails gone. His soul was risen. He gave his lifeblood for even me. He left the Father with all his riches, with calm and sweet and the ring came down from heaven and gave his lifeblood to make the vilest sinner clean. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, hallelujah. His heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were nails cut. His blood was risen. He gave his lifeblood. Oh, even me, this chilly water I'll soon be crossing. His hands will lead me safe for. I'll join the chorus in that great city and sing up there forevermore. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, hallelujah. His heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were nails cut. His head was risen. He gave his lifeblood for even me.
Okay.
If I walk in the pathway of duty, if I work till the close of the day, I shall see the great King in his beauty. When I'm gone the last mile of the way, when I'm gone the last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day. And I know there are joys that await me when I'm gone the last mile of the way. If old Christ I proclaim glad story, if I seek for the sheep a going stray, I am sure he will show me his glory when I'm gone the last mile of the way. When I'm gone the last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day. And I know there are joys that await me when when I'm gone, the last mile of the way. Ever grows, ever dies, we must serve. Tears of sorrows all seem every day, but no sickness, no sighting forever. When I'm gone, the last mile of the way. When I'm gone, the last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day. And I know there are joy that await me. When I'm gone, the last mile of the way. And if here I have done each stride, and I've tried till I will obey. Winkling bells all in rafters of heaven. When I'm gone, the last mile of the way. When I'm gone, the last mile of the way. I will rest at the closing of the day. And I know there are joys that await me when I'm gone the last mile of the way. When I'm gone the last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day. And I know there are joys that await me when I'm gone the last mile of the way.
Sister Millie. Thank you, Brother Bobby. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise him in song.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, cause I want to see you. Yes, I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, cause I'm gonna see you. Yes, I'm gonna see you. Open the eyes of their heart, Lord. Open their eyes of their heart, cause they need to see you. Yes, they need to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, cause I'm going to see you. Yes, I'm going to see you. While I'm kneeling by her bedside on a cottage on the hill, my mother prayed the blessing on me there. She was talking loud to Jesus while everything was still. Yes, I heard my mother call my name in prayer. Yes, I heard my mother call my name in prayer. She was pouring out her heart to Jesus, sir. And I gave my heart to him, and he saved my soul from sin. Yes, I heard my mother call my name in prayer. She was anxious for her boys to be just what they are to be. And she asked the Lord to take them in his care. Oh, the words I don't remember, but I know she prayed for me. Yes, I heard my mother call my name in prayer. Yes, I gave my heart to Jesus. Now I'm living now for him. And someday I'm going to meet him in the air. Cause he heard my mother praying and he saved my soul from sin. Yes, I heard my mother call my name in prayer. Yes, I heard my mother call my name in prayer. She was pouring out her heart to Jesus, sir. And I gave my heart to him. And I'm now living now for him. and I heard my mother call my name in prayer.
Thank you, Sister Millie. Once again, let's all praise the Lord. No. So much things that stands against us in this day and time. But there's one thing about it. We got one with us that keeps us filled with joy. No matter how a man will turn with us, turn against us, we got one that don't. He never leaves us alone. My voice is not really like it should be there with all this weather going on. But got something I'm going to share with you tonight. And we're going to have one more song tonight. And that's my song. Because you see, this song to me is real. Because he done exactly what this song says. Shackled by a heavy burden, neath the load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and all the joy that floods my soul, something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and all the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. That may not be real good to you, or sound too good to you, but it's good to my heart, because he done exactly that. That's why I'm here today. I've been here all these years. Think about it. 2 hours, 2 days to live. That's what me and my family were told I had. 2 days to live in 1966. Them 2 days kind of stressed out, didn't they? Because, you see, the Lord got a hold of me. And he made out of me what he wanted. And use me for his will. And regardless of what man throws at me, I'm going to continue to walk in and with the word of Almighty God. And walk with joy in my soul. But before we get into scriptures this morning, We've got some work that needs to be done here this morning, or this evening, really. Got some business, got to be taken care of. Sunday will be our last day. here. Monday, I am to turn the keys in to the church. So I've got to get everything out that's to go, or else it'll be left behind. And I ain't planning on giving them anything else. I'm leaving them over $200 worth of paint and paint equipment. So I've got nothing to do with it. So I'll leave it. I bought it for the church, and I'll leave it here. But I don't plan on leaving $200 worth of chairs here. I bought them chairs. They're mine. Just like I told Vicki, they're going with me. And I told her. Now, anyone that will download this or anything, they can hear our business. Because they ain't nothing had. I don't hide nothing. Satan's hard at work. In fact, most people don't know just how hard he is working today. I called an electrician to come to hook up my chapel so we could get moved in there. Well, he came, went over there, looked at it, see what all had need to be done. And he gave me a price on it. I told him, well, I could handle that. I asked him when he could start. He said, well, first I need a release permit. I said, you need what? He said, a release permit. Well, I'd never heard of a release permit. So I asked him, I said, what's that all about? He said, well, that's because you don't have a septic tank over. I told him, I said, no, we're going to be using an outhouse. He said, but you've got to get that release permit. He said, our RECC won't hook that electric up. He said, so if I do this work without a release permit and you pay me, you're out that money for nothing because RCC will not hook it up. I told him, I said, well, I'll go get it. I told him, I said, I'm going today. He said, well, I've got to see another guy on the way. He said, but I'm going down the same place that he told me where to go. I didn't even know where to go to get that kind of permit. Now you got to go to planning and zoning. So he said, I'll be down there in just a few minutes. Okay, I'll see you down there. So I go. I get in down there and I tell her what I want and why I want it. Then we talk there for a little bit. And she said, you know, she said, I got some bad news for you. She said, I can't give you a release permit. I said, why? She said, because that's mobile. I told her, I said, well, let me give you some news. You've got no say-so in what I meet in. None whatsoever. You, nor no other department in this county government or the state government or the federal government has got any right to tell me anything about the church. She said, well, you're right there. I told her, I said, I know I'm right. You can't tell me where I can put a church, can't put a church. I told her, I said, I can go over in that field and hold open air services or anything. She said, yes, you can. I told her, I said, I know these things. I'm not dumb like a lot of people. And she said, but I still can't give you the permit. She said, because it is not zoned for anything mobile. She said, you'll have to go to zoning, get it rezoned. And she said, that could take as much as 2 or 3 months. I told her, I said, I've only got a few days. And so I said, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to be missing any services. And Sunday will be my last service in church where I'm at. She just looked at me. And I told her, I said, I'll tell you something else. I can take you to court. She looked at me kind of funny. She said, I'll be back in a minute. She took off, went back in there, come back out with a tall, slender guy. Had a mustache. I don't know who he is. Anyway, he come out there. And then he told me, he said, she can't give you the permit. I told him, I said, well, I didn't say she could. But I'm telling you, just like I told her, you don't have no say-so over my church. He said, no, you're right about that. I told him, I said, I could sue you, put you in court. But I don't want to do that. So I'll just do what I have to do. And I told him, I said, I've got something in mind. So when I leave here, I'm going to go see Alex Stone. You know him. He said, oh, yeah. I told him, I said, well, and he'll tell you that I'll do exactly what I say I'll do. So talk to him. And I left. Well, I went up to Alex. Just like I told him I'm going to. Alex wasn't there. And I was talking to Dana in there, and she says, Debbie in there, brother. And she told me, she said, he'll be in at 2 o'clock, or between 2 and 2:30. I asked her, I said, well, how many people's he got to see? And she said, well, he ain't got nobody until 4 o'clock scheduled. I told her, I said, well, put me down for 2:30. I'll be right here. So she did. And at 2:30, I was there. I met with him in his office. I told him about my situation. I told him, I said, now, I told them they had no say-so in where I hold church or how I hold it. He said, no, you're right. They don't. And I told him about not giving me a permit. He said, they could have gave you the permit. I told him, I said, well, I figured that. But they didn't want to go get zoning. I said, I told him I could put them in court. He said, yeah, you can. He said, now you have to get you another lawyer. He said, because I can't get into that. He said, because that can be tied up for a long time. I told him, I said, I know that. I told him, I said, but I also told him I wasn't going to put him in court. So I don't believe in putting him in civil court. I'm going to put him in God's court. And Alex looked at me. He said, you know, that's probably the best course you can put them in. He said, because I do know this, and I'll tell them that they missed working and helping a man of God. He said, because if there's ever a man of God ever hit Brandenburg, Meade County, you're it. This was Alex. Now I left. Now I got to think. Well, several things that we can do. But it's up to you all. Because you see, I've got all kinds of ways of working, so I don't have to quit preaching the Word of God to miss out. I can go back out as an evangelist. I can carry on my online ministry. But now, too, I've got nowhere else I can put the chapel. Because I put it over where the house is. We ain't got enough parking there. Now I can park. I can probably get 3, maybe 4 more vehicles in my drive, plus mine. But that would be all. It'd be all I could ever get in there. But right now we don't have to worry about that because there ain't that many other stores. Most we ever have out here is 4 vehicles. Well, I know I can park them. So, but I got to thinking, they can't keep me from meeting in this chapel. Now, they might cause it because that's not my ground anymore. That ground is what I sold to my nephew in order to get Libby into the nursing home. And when I talked to him about it, and he's letting me go ahead and use that there where the chapel is to operate. But if they go to getting on him, they might cause him to tell me, well, you can't use it no more. I don't know how he'd stand up against them. Because do know one thing. More than likely, I'll never see him at my chapel. He is my nephew. Because one, he joined the Catholic Church. Because he married a young lady that's Catholic. Then he changed from Presbyterian to Catholic. Which he didn't have to do much changing. Because Presbyterian, all it was, they come off of the Catholic Church. But what can be done, we'd have to change our hours of the evening because you know it's going to be getting dark soon, early. So we'd have to change from 6 to 5 because we wouldn't have no electric for lights. But we can heat the chapel with kerosene. In fact, it's got a kerosene heater in it because I did heat it once with kerosene. And the heater and all I was using don't cause no odor, no nothing in there. It's fixed for space. But we would have to start meeting at 5. Be over by around 6. That way it's still daylight. If we meet at 6 o'clock, about halfway through service, it'd be dark. I wouldn't even be able to see the Bible. All right. And another thing. Right now, since she went into the nursing home, my house is in boxes. It's stacked everywhere. But I think I can get some help out of out of one great-granddaughter and then my daughters to maybe clear out the living room to where on bad days we could meet in the living room. So I could get all of us now that we've got now, I can get all of us in that living room. Once I get rid of the boxes. I can't now until I get rid of everything that's boxed up in there. But this is what we're facing. Do we go ahead and set up and plan on using oil, change our hours, then meet there, then meet at the house when need would be? You know, there was a time, in fact, several of these letters was wrote to people that had church in their homes. So that's nothing new. Been done before. Or do we just close this ministry down? But like I said, I can continue going. But if I close it down, then Kenny and Dennis, neither one has got any backing with their ministry. Because both of them are ordained. And their backing comes from this ministry. But if you all are not going to be willing to come by changing hours and things and come out there to a little in a field, in a little old chapel, and then my living room when things are real bad, because if we get a real bad snow, we ain't going to get in that chapel. Well, we probably could, but you'd have to walk up there, because other than that, could get stuck. Now, as long as it stayed us, we could all get there. We'd just be one right behind the other, because I do have a gravel road poured up through there, but it's only wide enough for one vehicle. But it does go all the way. In fact, that's what the chapel's setting on, too. So, but this is what we're facing. Until and unless the good Lord gives us something else, that's what we've got. So what do we do? I'm putting this in your old hand. The light told you. Regardless what is decided, they gonna stop me. I worked as an evangelist before. So they will keep me from preaching God's word, regardless of what we do. So I'm going to give you all about 5 minutes for three of you to get together, talk about it, and let me know what to do. So join them, James, over here. You all talk about this. I'm going to give you about 5 minutes to talk about it. And we'll get back into the service. Let me know what you all want to do. Y'all decide anything?
Well,
or are you through talking? Well, I can't hear y'all. You ain't decided.
I'll probably go home tonight and pray about it. You don't ever know. Love might fuck early. She might kill me, my kid.
Don't what? I can't hear you, Millie.
Hey, hey. Can you give us the Sunday night?
No. I want to know.
Okay. I've been praying hard, man. You never know. I have heard enough. I call him sick.
We'll be here. We'll be here through Sunday night. Well, we're going to be here through Sunday night. Now, if she was to change her mind and say, let's just stay here, that'd be fine. We just bring stuff back. But I can't wait until Sunday to do it. But I don't think she's going to change her mind. I think she's got something in mind for money. It's going to mean money to her. And, but anyway, I need to know whether you all would come. If this change is made, or whether you wouldn't, that's what I'm asking you. Whether you would come over there, or you wouldn't come. If you want to stand by me, or whatever, that's what I was asking. So, now Bobby said you can help me tomorrow and Friday because it's going to take a couple of trips to get everything. I'll put gas in your truck. Huh? Yeah. And like I said, I can put gas in the truck. James said he'd help. He'll be available tomorrow and Friday. Now, I've got to be in Brandenburg at 10:30. That's Friday, every Friday. So I got to be at the nursing home. I'll meet my two daughters there. Well, her two daughters. It's mine too. But I'll meet them there with her on Friday mornings at 10:30. Because I need to get them also to come to the house starting Monday to go through these boxes because it was Libby that done all this boxing. God only knows what's in it because she just kept going from one box to another and then she'd go back over them again and then again and again. Every day she was doing it. I've got no idea what's in these boxes. All the girls come, go through these boxes, take what they want. Because what they don't want, I'm gonna take somewhere else and get rid of it. Clothes, I'll take down to the clothes closet. And other things, I'll get rid of some way or another until I get this front room cleaned out, but I need that done anyway, regardless whether the church goes or it don't. So, but since y'all don't really know what you're going to do, let's figure this. Come Sunday, and if I have to turn the keys in Monday, I'm going to close this ministry out. I'll close it down. Y'all can find you another church to go to if you can find one. Well, I know James can because he hops anyway. He church hops on me. But that's what we'll figure on. And Kenny and James will have to find them something else to do. Because I got whose number? Whose? Vicky's? Yeah. I got her phone number in my phone. After services, it's in my phone. Yeah, I've got it. Huh? Yeah, I don't care. Whatever you feel led to do, Dale. Because, you see, I told her before she was put four families. And that's what we are. We're each a family, but we are one family too. But we're family. You and Bobby make a family. He's a family. Dennis is a family. I'm a family. And she's putting four families out. Plus, whatever new ones would come in. We're still working on getting new ones in. But her answer to me, which is kind of a smart like the answer was, well, you can do this from your house. Because I had told her, you know, I told her, I said, on the internet, I'm speaking to 14,000 people. Well, yeah, but you can do that from home. Well, that ain't up to her to say either. But this is what's been thrown at me. But no, I'll get to you, and we're going to be getting ready to close out here. Tonight was mainly about this business anyway. Now, Dennis, I don't know where he's at. I'm going to have to call him here at 12 too. And see what happened to him. Because I'd like for him to have been here, but he wasn't, so... The ones here is the ones that makes the decisions. But I know that, see, I know that ain't too far for James to travel because I first met him over there. My first meeting of that man right there was over at that church at 12. I was preaching there then, wasn't I? The guy up on the hill? Huh? Bosley or something that way. Huh? No, it's Bosley or something like that. Black. No, he ain't black. No, he's white. He lives up on the hill in that big brick house. I think his wife works at Fort Knox. He's been trying to close that church for 20 years. And when they finally put it up for sale, Alex bought it And then he trades it to a guy at Midway, that dealt in land out there. That guy took it and put it up for sale, and he bought it just so he could keep it closed. He sold everything in it out. He sold it. He sold the bell out of the bell tower. And he put up an 8-foot barbed wire fence all the way around so you can't get into it at all. Because, see, all the time he was trying to get it closed, I was there two different times, and I kept him from closing it for 3 years. I was there two different times, a year and a half each time. But he don't want, he wanted, because he didn't want nobody down there. Retard? No, he ain't retard. That's some more Bobby's. So, when I seen Alex, I asked him about that. I'll talk to you in a minute about it. All right. We'll pick up here, scripture-wise, Sunday night. Because tonight we took up this hour. Well, I don't never give up on God's work, just like I told you. I'll do his work. I'll continue doing it. And I'm praying that he'll put us where he wants us. That's what I'm praying about. And, but in the meantime, I'll do what he has open for me. If he wants us here, he can see we're here. If he wants us moved, he'll see to that too. Well, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. Because, Father, we really don't know what you want of us, what you want from us, or where you want us, Father. We need your help. We need your guidance. And, Father, those of us that are here, we stand together, and we stand believing, Father, that you will guide us and that you will make a way for us. So we're putting everything, Father, in your hands, and we're calling it done. Father, take care of each and every one of us. Fix our health. Give us strength, understanding. We know you love mankind. Fill us with that same kind of love, Father. Don't let us stray. And Father, don't let us make any wrong decisions. Be with Millie. Be with James. Be with Bobby. Be with me, Father, as we seek for your will and your way in our lives, and your will and your way for this church. Now, Father, keep us in health, keep us in strength. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right.